What's up, y'all? This is Rare Breed, and you're listening to the Rare Breed Theory. All my diehard listeners, hit that like button. Did you know you're only getting access to 50% of my content? If you want access to everything, all you gotta do is join the Rare Breed regime for $5 a month via Patreon. Subscribe and hit the bell so you get notified when I drop a new video, and I can get kicked off this platform any day now. So make sure you subscribe to my mailing list and locals.com as well as other platforms. Links below. Now, this is what I need you guys to do to make this video and this channel go viral. First, hit the like button. Next, make sure you comment. I don't care what it is. Just make sure you keep it clean and speaking code. Last thing you could do is watch this video to the end or at the very least halfway through. It really helped with the algorithm. Now let's get into the video.
You can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Good. Because I'm both. I don't have to choose. I thought you wanted me to be a little whore.
Childish. Very, very childish. These little multiple personalities, these little cartoon character impressions that she's doing. It's sad. You're a grown ass woman in your 30s, still acting like a little ass girl. And this feeds into the theory that most women walking around, regardless of age, are basically 15 to 18 mentally at best. At absolute best. And the most mature woman you know, she's mentally 25. And here's the thing, Brittany Rimmer. You don't get to choose if you a hoe and a housewife. A man has to come and make you a housewife. You're not the one that get to decide if you're both. And who are you trying to convince that you're both? Men or yourself? Or your Instagram followers?
No. Oh, that's no fun. I'm going to start calling people's opinions of me fan theories. Because that's truly what they are. They are based in nothing but falsehood, projections, and judgment.
They're based on nothing but truths, accurate judgments, and people just recognizing reality. That's what they really based on. Here's the thing about judging people. It's only wrong if you're inaccurately judging. You put your degeneracy on the internet for the world to see, and then try to make it seem like people are in the wrong for calling it degeneracy. Just look at her eyes right now. Can you see the pain in her eyes? It's really actually sad, but the moment I feel a little bit of empathy, I think about all the guys she fucked over in her life, all the good guys who wanted to make a decent woman out of her, who she played, tricked, laughed at, you know, got money out of under false pretenses. So no, I can't feel empathy for her. She is struggling bad mentally and emotionally. I always talk about the hell that's going on in a woman's mind. I can't even imagine.
Not too much creativity put into that. Now, I don't do apologies because I'm so not sorry. To regret anything I've done is to regret the awareness that I've gained. I don't like the sound of that.
Here's the thing. Women don't get better the more toxic relationships they go through. They get worse. They put up more walls. They're more emotionally damaged. They're more paranoid that you're doing something that you shouldn't be doing. You go to the grocery store. You fucking that bitch? Well, you going to fuck a bitch? No, I'm just going to the grocery store. Like, what are you talking about? When they get on the internet and start talking about their love life, they're ruined forever. Once a woman has to get on the internet and talk about what's going on in her personal dating life, that bitch is trash and she will always be trash. There's nothing you could do with her other than fuck her. And I'm being honest right now. I wouldn't fuck her. I wouldn't want to be in the same room.
I wouldn't
want to breathe the same air as her. I don't care how fat her ass is, how pretty her face is. And speaking of a pretty face, look, no makeup. These females not really bad like that. Most of these baddies, fresh face out the shower, they average looking or okay looking. Maybe a little above average, but that's not saying much. And wait, now that I'm looking, look at that tattoo on her arm. Is that Satan? It makes sense.
If it taught me something, it made me better.
It didn't teach you something.
So why do I have to pacify a man to make you feel better? Because the difference between me and you is that I have more courage in my big toe than you do in your whole entire body.
Most women don't have courage. Let's be honest. Probably most people, but especially women. That's why they have to constantly tell you on the internet and on TV, we're strong, I'm strong, I'm strong, I'm independent, I don't need no man, I can do this, I'm brave, I can do this. When somebody have to keep saying it out loud, that means it's the opposite of what they're saying. Basically, what I feel like she's talking about in this video is how she tried to start dating a man, but he basically wanted answers for all the bullshit she did, and he wanted reassurance that she wasn't on some bullshit still now. Which, he was a simp for even entertaining this bitch, and a sucker for even entertaining her. And he's basically saying, you know, I don't want you to do this, I don't want you to do that, I'm not okay with what you did in the past, I mean, are you sorry for it? And she's trying to make herself feel better because she knows that no decent man is going to want to deal with her now based on everything she's done in the past and probably what she's still doing right now.
Anything that I say, just telling the truth, anything I say that scares someone off, mm-hmm. I'm glad, because that's one less coward to waste my fucking time.
So basically she was being herself around a man and she ran another one off. I'm sure she ran a bunch of decent, respectable men off. And she knew he was a decent, respectable man. That's why she in her feelings calling him a coward and all that. Because if he wasn't up to par in her standards, she wouldn't be talking about him. You think she would ever make an Instagram video about all the nice guys in her inbox? No, because they don't exist. They're not valuable enough to even talk about. So this was a man that she really valued and respected if she took the time to go on the internet and call him a coward. This is pathetic and sad, but don't feel sad for her. She deserves all the misery that is going on in her life and in her mind right now. She deserves it.
Bye-bye! I stand on everything I said. I stand on everything I did. And if it doesn't work for you, then you don't work for me. Because I don't gotta lie. Who are you? You only lie when you're afraid.
Which you are.
And who are you to me? What's crazy is there's a lot of y'all in relation.
You could tell she just got done crying before she pressed record on the video.
That are fucking miserable. And the only reason you're still in a relationship is because you tolerated being cheated on and mistreated. Let's get into it.
No, I'm sorry. Every woman doesn't get cheated on and mistreated. You're just saying that to make yourself feel better that you're a miserable, lonely bitch who will never find true love and happiness and have compassion for anyone or, you know, have the best things that life have to offer when it comes to interacting with another human being. You'll never have that. So you've convinced yourself that every woman in a relationship is miserable behind closed doors and she's getting cheated on and beat so you can feel better about your fucking pathetic life. Nice try.
A lot of you don't have the courage to leave something that's comfortable, something that looks good, because the unknown terrifies you.
You don't have the courage to sit down with a decent, good man and make a family work because you've never done that. You don't know how to do that. All you know how to do is be a hoe and manipulate men and go to the club and get fucked. You don't have the courage to actually try to sit down with a decent man and make a family work.
I was there once, so it's no judgment. The right people will gravitate towards you. And it's just better to own your truth and see who's meant to be around. Because, sweetie, this ship is sailing. So if you want to jump overboard, if you want to steer clear, please leave me the fuck alone.
He did.
Do not have time to waste.
He left you alone.
And I'm not like these other bitches.
You're exactly like, look here on the right. You're exactly like all these bitches. I miss you, love you, laughing emojis, Brit, clapping emojis. You're exactly like all these bitches. No, this is funny, though. She really believes she said something powerful. All these goofy-ass bras do when they get on the internet talking about life and philosophical shit. It's interesting. They don't get philosophical until they start losing this woman. When she was 19, she wasn't on the internet talking philosophically.
That will just accept your crumbs. I need the whole loaf.
You will never get the whole loaf from a good
whole
man.
Whole motherfucking thing.
From a respectable man, never.
And if that makes me the Wicked Witch of the Grail.
Well, if you could get the whole loaf, if you were a high value, high quality woman, and you could get the whole loaf, wouldn't you have gotten the whole loaf before 30-something? Especially since you're a quote-unquote bad bitch that every guy wants. If you were capable of getting the whole loaf, here's the thing. Women who are capable of getting the whole loaf, they get it at 21. They get it at 21. And they settle down and have a family, have some kids. And stay loyal to one man that loves her and treats her good and will take care of her and put his life on the line to protect her. That's the whole loaf for a woman. It's not money. It's not attention. It's not getting hollered at a club. And once women get convinced that the whole loaf is getting fucked by hot bad boys, getting dudes to buy you bottles and yada, 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 hopping out Ferraris, women that think that's the whole loaf almost always lose in the long run.
Start a documentary. Call it Surviving Brittany Renner. I want to fund it. I need a good laugh. You can't.
Right, because she embraces it now. This video got a million views on Instagram and all these comments hating on her. I'm sure she's cashing in. So don't go to her page, don't comment, because you're probably bringing her in money. Okay, I'm going to end it there. Join the Patreon, subscribe to the mailing list, and I'll talk to you guys the day after tomorrow. Hope the next time you hear from me, we both better people than we are today.